A newspaper man against the Klan on this moment of Indiana history. It is a painful fact of Indiana history that the Ku Klux Klan permeated every level of state government in the 1920s, culminating with the election of Klansman Ed Jackson to the governorship in 1924. With the Indiana Grand Dragon's conviction of rape and murder in 1925, however, and the subsequent arrest of many state politicians for corruption, the Klan's stranglehold began to loosen. The Indianapolis Times won a Pulitzer Prize in 1928 for its role in exposing the Klan. Earlier in the decade, a Muncie newspaper man was waging his own editorial battle against the oppressive organization. George Dale, the founding editor of the Muncie Post-Democrat, had published his first attack on the Klan in 1922. Dale charged that Delaware County Circuit Court Judge Clarence Dearth was a Klansman who stacked juries and gave light sentences to Klansmen convicted in his court. Dearth subsequently found Dale in contempt of court, and the editor spent his life savings defending his First Amendment right to print factual information, a story picked up by the national press. Republican and Democratic newspapers across the country lauded Dale for his heroism, and readers nationwide contributed to his legal defense fund. By 1927, the Post-Democrat's circulation had swelled to 18,000, more than seven times its 1923 readership. In 1929, Dale was elected mayor of Muncie. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.